Chuck Wepner joins us on Sports Byline, the former professional boxer who boxed professionally for 15 years, and he was the inspiration for Sylvester Stallone's Rocky movies. He had a pro record of 35 wins, 14 losses, and 2 draws, and reportedly, 8 of those losses came during fights because of cuts. And in 1975, he knocked down the champ, Muhammad Ali, in the 9th round with a right hand that landed right underneath Ali's heart. And his life and his career is now immortalized in the movie Chuck, with Liv Schreiber playing Chuck. And, you know, with this movie coming out about your life and your career, Chuck, did you finally say to yourself, it's about time?
Well, you know something, Ron, I'll tell you, I've lived large for well over 40 years. You know, I've held a job, the same job, for 50 years in February. I work in the liquor industry, and I was anxious about getting the fight. Yeah, and I worked hard for it. I had to be ranked 8th in the world, and I was on a 9-bout winning streak. And when I finally got to train full-time, because that's the only fight my whole career that I ever trained full-time, because I just have to run in the morning, work all day, and then go to the gym at night. A lot of times I didn't have much pep left. But Don King sent me up to camp. I spent 7 weeks up there. I got in great shape, and I gave Ali almost more than he could handle. You know, he was still too great for me, but, hey, I gave him my best shot.
Tell me a little bit about Bayonne, New Jersey.
Well, it's a blue-collar town. We have about 62,000 people living here right now. I've lived here my whole life. I came here when I was a year and a half old with my mother and my brother, who was a year younger than me. And we lived with my grandmother, who's the superintendent of a building on 28th Street. And we stayed here. You know, it's a great town. It's good people. And they've taken me, you know, a long way. I mean, the town works hard. It's a blue-collar town, and that's the way I fought. You know, I was never a great fighter. I was just pretty tough guy who could take a punch, and I was only down that one time with Ali in the 15th round, and, you know, that's the only time I was down, and unfortunately they stopped the fight with 19 seconds to go, but, you know, I gave him my best shot, and he just came off the knockout of George Foreman, and he was still a great fighter.
What was the appeal of boxing to you, Chuck?
Well, you made some money, you know. I was working 2 and 3 jobs most of my life, and it was a chance to make some extra money in the beginning. After I won the Golden Gloves in New York at Madison Square Garden, as a matter of fact, I was the only man from the state of New Jersey ever to win that title, and since then, too. No one's ever won it except me in the heavyweight division, and that was a white commodity, to be honest with you. You know, the division was mostly black. And that's all the great fighters, and that's one of the reasons they gave me the shot at Ali. Not only because I was ranked 8th in the world, and it had to be a ranked fighter to fight for the title, but because I was a white guy in a division that was ruled by most of the black guys.
You know, I have a friend of mine who I'm sure you recognize, the name Barry Tompkins, who does play-by-play on boxing for HBO, sure. Showtime as well. And I was having a chat with him, and I think it really sums up boxing. He said, at a heavyweight championship fight, it's one of the truly great sporting events because it's the only place you can be there and see a pimp sitting next to a preacher.
Yeah. You know, if you think about it, he's probably right. You get all different cross-sections of people there, and it's a one-on-one sport, and I think that's what draws people to. You don't have to defend the – you don't have to depend on 4 other guys or 10 other guys, like in football, and it's just you and your opponents in there, and I think that's why people like it.
Chuck, also, when you think back, you know, all boxers like to fight in their hometown, but, you know, Bayonne, New Jersey and everything, smaller atmosphere. What was that club-like atmosphere fighting in one of those fights in Bayonne, New Jersey like? Tell me about the crowd. Tell me about the atmosphere.
Well, the crowd was naturally all for you. You know, it was your hometown, and Bayonne had a lot of good fighters through the years, and a couple of ranked lightweights, a couple of middleweights that were ranked, and Ernie Durando and Jimmy Silva, and we had some good fighters from out of Bayonne. And when you fought in Bayonne, in my case, I sold out every place I ever fought locally, so it was great to have the crowd behind you 100%.
Tell me and everybody else how the nickname Bayonne Bleeder came about.
I was fighting Sonny Liston. It was in the Armory in Jersey City. And Liston hit me with a left hook, and it sprayed blood all over the guys who were sitting there, the press and everything, sitting there ringside. And Rosie Rosenberg, the editor of the Bayonne Times, says, "Jesus, look at this, blood all over me. They ought to call this guy the Bayonne Bleeder." And that's how I got the nickname.
You were in 1975 taking on Muhammad Ali. Tell me how that fight was made.
Well, I was we took Don King on as our promoter. And I was climbing up the ranks because I had won, like I said, 9 in a row. And there was a guy named Terrible Terry Hinkey out in Salt Lake City, Utah, another white guy. And to be honest, they were looking for a white guy to fight the champion, who was George Foreman. And lo and behold, I go out to Salt Lake City, Utah, and I knocked out Hinkey in the 11th round. I had him down 7 times. And I earned my shot at the title against George Foreman. 3 weeks later, Foreman fights Ali and Zaire, and he gets knocked out. Ali knocked him out. So Don King said to me, "I promise you a shot at the title. You're going to fight Ali." And I didn't believe it. But 3 months and a day later, it broke in the New York News and all the papers, UP, AP, and they announced that I was getting a shot at the title.
You know, you mentioned that fight won 15 rounds. Now, he was in his prime at that particular time, and that's impressive to say that you went 15 rounds with Muhammad Ali. Tell me about how that fight developed as you went along. What was it that you did? What did you see in him? Why were you able to go the distance with him in a sense?
Well, the reason, I think the big reason, was because I got to train full time. That was the only time in my whole career that I got to train full time. So I was ready for him, and he might have looked past me a little bit. He just came off the knockout of George Foreman, and I thought he thought that he would cut me up and he'd stop it early, but they didn't. They didn't stop it. I got a couple, I think I got 7 stitches total, which is, I used to get that on a weekend going out with the guys. You know, so those cuts didn't bother me, and I kept coming at him, and we were trying to wear him down, get him into the late rounds, and maybe get a chance to knock him out, but he was still too great for me. He was a great, great fighter, one of my all-time favorites, and I got to know him better, and I got to love the guy. I was just up to his funeral up in Kentucky, and myself and about 7 other guys who fought him sent them off to heaven with, or to Allah, as he said it, you know, and we were on it. We were on it to be up there.
Yeah. After that fight, what type of respect and what was your life like that? Because, I mean, I remember seeing that fight, and I know everybody was impressed with what you had been able to do with Ali.
Well, you know, my life really turned around, because not only the fight came off, but less than a year later, Sylvester Stallone wrote the movie Rocky and said that I was the inspiration. And now I'm 15 rounds with Ali. I'm the inspiration for the winner of the Academy Award for Best Picture. And my life went a little crazy, and I went a little crazy, to be honest with you, for about 4.5 years. And I got involved in cocaine and partying, and ruined my marriage. And I thought I could handle all of that, but I couldn't. And 30 years later, I've turned it all around, and they're making a movie about me. And I'm a very, very fortunate guy. I'm really blessed.
You know, I've always found the boxing game to be fascinating, particularly when you were in that game back in the 70s and the 80s as well. Can you give me some insight as to what the game was like? Because we've always known about the managers and about everything in Rocky, about the fighters that lose all the money that they made, or they didn't make any money at all. What was the game like then?
Well, first of all, I never made a lot of money. That's why I always held a job and boxed. I made $100,000 for the fight. Your manager gets a third, your trainer gets 10%, and the government takes 25 or 30%, so you don't really wind up with much. But in that era, people say it was the greatest era for the heavyweight division in history. We had myself, Ali, Foreman, Frazier, Norton, Liston, Terrell. I mean, any one of these guys could have been champion of the world, and it was a tough division. And nowadays they've got a couple of good fighters, but they're not from the United States. And in that era, though, my era, we had 8 out of 10 guys were from the United States, and it was a great division.
You know, one of the things I do know about you, as you've already alluded to, is that after that fight, you did have some problems dealing with all of that. You went to prison for a short period of time. But it was your wife, Linda, that really brought you back to earth almost, in a sense. Tell me a little bit about her and how that worked out.
Well, my wife, Linda, was a bartender, 24 years. And after I came home from vacation, as I call it, because it's not really that bad. Because let me tell you, if you go to prison, you're a tough guy. Nobody bothers you. I was a tough guy. And the time wasn't that bad. The corrections officers were respectful, and the warden was respectful. And I don't know if you saw the movie yet, but Stallone actually came to Northern State Prison and filmed the movie Lock Up there while I was in. And I got to see him. It was a different era then, you know what I mean? People had a lot more respect now. Look what happened the other day with the bombing in England. I mean, what is going on in this world? I mean, you know, it's shameful, but it was a different era in that time. You know, there were some guys around, the mob-connected guys and all, but I never got involved with that, and I didn't like those people very much, but I did come in contact with them after I retired, and it was a great era in that era, not compared to now, that's for sure.
Liv Schreiber is going to be playing you in that movie, or has played you, and I'm just wondering, I love him on television, and I love the series that he's been doing on television as well. Tell me,
Ray Donovan,
yes. Tell me a little bit about your interaction with him.
Well, the first time we met, they told me over the phone, my producer, my head producer, called me up, and he said to me, Chuck, we're interviewing some more people, and we've got another script because we turned down 3 of them. And the actors that they picked, I wasn't crazy about. We turned down about 3 or 4 of them. Anyway, I got a call, and they said, we've got a guy that's willing to play the part. His name is Liev Schreiber. And I said, Liev Schreiber, are you kidding me? The guy is great. I mean, I saw him in The Omen. I saw him in The Manchurian Candidate. A Wolverine 1 and 2. He was just the kind of guy I figured could play me. He looked like a rough and tumble guy, and I was thrilled to death. And they brought him on, and we met over at his apartment, and we sat and talked, and then we went out for dinner, and we talked, and I told all my producers, because we have about 5 or 6 of them, but Mike Tolan was the head guy, of course. And I said to Mike, you got the right guy. Stick with him, and let's go for this movie.
We only have a minute left, but what would you like people to take away from this movie, Chuck?
I'd like people to take away the fact that, hey, even though you get knocked down, and I got knocked down, you know, I got sent to jail and everything, but even though you get knocked down, you can get up, and you can go forward, and you can turn your life around, and that's what I did.
What is that moment in your career, Chuck, that is kind of ingrained on your mind, makes you smile, that you'll never, ever forget, ever?
Climbing into the ring that night in Cleveland, walking across the ring, because I was always afraid something would happen to Ali, we'd get hurt or something, they'd cancel it. And there was Ali, and the announcer was saying in this corner and that corner, and we were getting ready to fight. And that was the thrill of my life. I couldn't wait to start.
Are you happy with the way the movie came out?
Yes, I am. I'm very happy. They could have been a little kinder to me, but you know what? They told the truth. I was on who the hell knows what would have happened to me if I didn't get jammed up. And, you know, I meet Linda. That turned my life around. And Linda's right here now, as a matter of fact. I just made dinner for her while I was writing in the water, while I was cleaning.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, as you can see, she's an Italian princess.
Chuck, I want to thank you very much for your time. You've always been very gracious to me here at Sports Byline. Take care, and congratulations on the movie.
Thank you very much, Ron. Have a nice day.
Chuck Wepner with us. Again, they called him the Bayonne Bleeder, and he really took it to Ali. It went 15 rounds. He finally lost the fight, but he knocked Ali down in the 9th round. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.